edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money on this special San Diego Comic-Con James Gunn edition of the program.
None of us were there.
Yeah, none of us were there. Of course.
Did any of our friends go?
Yes, Cynthia did.
That's right.
Cynthia did, of course.
I don't know how much she got to actually see, though, because she was working.
She was working. I bet she met, like, crazy stars.
Oh, yeah, she did.
She was, like, touching their hair.
Yeah, she was.
Their faces.
How does she resist?
Do hair, she does faces.
How does she resist taking the hair and selling it on eBay? That's true. My question. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Speaking of hair, let me introduce the panel tonight. The man with the mane, the comic book artist extraordinaire, and the only man sitting at this table that would be banned from Twitter and fired from this show for offensive tweets. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Todd Bernardi in the house tonight.
Yeah! I gotta get on that.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't.
You're the only one getting.
I want to read Todd's jokes. I want to read Todd's tweets.
Yeah, you should look him up. He's
I bet they're, like, super deep. I bet they're all haikus.
He's actually been trying to...
I would be, like, blown away. I'd be like, whoa. Yeah. Todd is not the man I thought he was.
He's trying to
very romantic.
He's trying to delete
wordplay.
His past ones right now.
On
so that's
Twitter.
Pretty crazy. Also joining us tonight, he is... he shouldn't even be in this room right now, but he is the punk rock superstar. The man who is the horror aficionado. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the only man seen in the house.
Thanks for having me, everybody.
Whoa.
Whoa!
That's what I thought he was going to sound like.
That's pretty awesome. Spot on. That's pretty good.
You need to make it sound more like more like you're about to break Batman's back.
Also joining us tonight is one of the fairest tattooed women that I know around and an amazingly good artist. And on top of
amazingly.
That,
amazingly,
yeah, your bane.
Amazingly good artist. And on top of that, she shares.
That's an adverb.
She shares the same DNA as Ganon. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one and only Lady Ganon in the house tonight.
Lady Ganon, otherwise known as Francine Wallraven. I think the greatest tragedy of your nickname system,
yeah.
G, is that nobody ever gets credit for anything.
But you guys are now characters, thanks to me, and thanks to Kaimana Yamada and Ron Kadagai.
Yeah.
Anyway. Also joining us tonight.
Our only two fans.
Yeah. Thank me for all of it. Anyway, also joining us tonight, he is the cinema scholar, the cinnamon scallop, and the master of hard media. What you got hiding under there? Ladies and gentlemen, give it up to the one and only A-Rod. He's in the house tonight.
That's the best joke G's ever done.
What?
Scoot as far over here as possible.
No, but seriously, what you got going on
there? Is that where you hide your hard media?
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, joining us tonight.
I did not expect that at all.
All the way from the quantum realm, he is the gaming guru himself and the master of Fields of Valeria at this point. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
He is, yeah.
To Format. He's in the house tonight.
Woo! Woo, woo, woo. The Fields of Valeria draft happened this weekend, by the way.
Nice.
Just wanted to, and we're going to cover it more in depth.
Thanks for Aaron Nakahara. No, Aaron has two A's in his name.
Yes,
that's right.
Is.
So he is
Aaron.
He's an A-Aaron.
Creator of Fields of Valeria.
He's normal.
Artist extraordinaire.
Artist extraordinaire as well. Last but certainly not least, possessing zero talent, but still... he is better than all of us because he owns a comic book store. He is
by
also
virtue.
That's right.
Of being saddled with debt.
That's right.
I'm better than everybody.
That's right. He's more adult than any adult in this room. He is.
I don't know if I'd say
that. Oh, that's so terrible.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd say that. I'm very mature.
There's three X's in my name.
He is the.
I did grow up in a porn store.
That's true. He is the godfather of comic books. He is the chairman of the comic book board. He is the owner and proprietor of 115 South Waukea Avenue right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. Where can you find him? It's between the sheiks with Dr. Daddy Leaks. He's in the house tonight
not
as
a
well.
Doctor.
Yes, yes.
He's
yes.
got a coffee I and a molasses.
I am a dad. This is some, I am a dad. That's dad action.
That is dad
pastry
action.
And coffee.
Hey, boy.
I'm a dear old man.
Hey, boy, bring your father some malasalas.
Don't do that. Never do that again.
Hey. Donuts.
It'd be better if you went the rest of your life never doing that again.
I know, right?
You sounded Italian.
Like you just moved here.
Climata, it's a Mission Impossible Fallout shirt.
Yes, yes.
We're actually between...
It's a Fallout Boy shirt.
Sheiks in Paradise video.
Yes, you're between the Sheiks.
Actually, hey, just while we're on the subject of Sheiks between there and Paradise video... There's only one Blockbuster left in the United States.
Yes.
There's only one Paradise Video left in the United States.
Wow.
But there was only one to start with, so.
Fair enough.
No, there were like five.
Oh, that is
right. One company.
Yeah. One Blockbuster. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is now it's down to Paradise Video and Blockbuster, and I think Paradise Video is going to win.
And they're duking it out.
They're duking it out for dominance.
Dominance. Video dominance. Video rental dominance.
It's also the only Sheiks.
Yes,
they're killing it at the Sheiks game.
Yeah, they are.
Maui Comics.
That's true.
In That's central true. Maui.
Yeah. I bet you they got one in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. A restaurant called Sheiks. Maui Comics? Possibly, I guess so.
That's racist.
We serve Hawaiian breakfast at Sheiks in Saudi Arabia.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can watch this extremely offensive show and listen to it via
Facebook.
Oh, we
only just got started. What are you talking about?
You can listen to this show, offensive show, via iTunes and, of course, the Audio Boom and what's the other thing we do? Oh, the Stitchers. That's
the Stitchers,
right.
The Audio Boom, the iTunes.
Aaron really likes Fallout Boy.
And, of course, you guys can listen to us on the Maui Watch app on iTunes and on the Google Play Store.
Are we still on MySpace, too?
And no, we're not on
MySpace
yet.
And we're on the MySpace. And the Angel Fires.
Yep. Angel Fire. We're on Netscape.
Get us up.
We're
the
on Netscape.
Geosites.
Friendster.
The Geosites,
we're on
yes.
Friendster. It's true. We are on Friendster. No, check us out. Download the podcast. Also, check out our Patreon
Tinder.
Page. www.patreon.com/thenerdwatch. All right.
Maui.
Hey, listen, everybody calm the frick down. You know why?
Nerd
because we got to get to some news. But before we do
AOL.com.
that, the one and only master of comic master needs to get to his extremely long list of comic books.
I almost forgot my job.
Yeah. extremely long list of comic books. Every single Wednesday.
Intros weren't so long.
Every single Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. So let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
That was a little off.
Well, fill me up with those comic books and get the rest on my neck.
No, stop. Action.
What?
Comics.
Yeah.
Number 1001. You shouldn't do that. That was the worst one.
I want you to fill up my bull pile.
No, stop talking.
I hope your wife is watching this one.
Yeah. Amazing Spider-Man number 2.
Oh, my God.
Aquaman number 38.
I'm going to outdo myself next week.
Yeah, that was terrible.
As long as you don't get it in her eye.
Blackwood number 3 of 4. I wish I wasn't reading that title when I said that.
Wood.
DC Beach Blanket Bad Guys Special. What's that about?
It's a summer special giant issue extravaganza.
Yeah, it is.
All those Belladonna number 0s are coming out tomorrow.
Sounds
too.
Hot.
Deadpool Assassin number 4 of 6.
Nice.
Woo. Doomsday Clock number 6 of 12. Finally.
That book should be done by 2020, I think.
Yeah, right. Detective Comics 985. It's only supposed to be a 12-part series. Hit Girl number 6 with a Liefeld cover. What's up?
Ooh.
Rob Liefeld, who stopped by the shop.
Yeah.
Friend of the store, I guess
books.
You can call him.
Mm-hmm. Egotistic.
Or desperate, whichever.
He's actually a regular of the shop since he's come
He came here,
here
twice, so
he
he's
buys
a
stuff
regular.
More than I do here.
Mm-hmm.
He shows up at least once a year.
Yeah.
It's documented.
It is documented.
On
now.
Instagram.
On Instagram.
Y'all.
Yeah.
So you could just call him friend of the store. Rob Liefeld.
Yeah.
Hunt for
Robbie.
Wolverine. Robbie, as we call
Robbie
him.
Robbie Liefeld.
Yeah. He likes that. Probably hates it.
He likes to be called Lifey.
No. All right, let's stop. We're not good at this.
That Belladonna number 1 that Todd's talking about.
Hunt for... Don't even...
Don't even stop.
No, I'm just saying
Hunt
there's a bunch
for
of
variants
in one of you can see your Squirrely Bob.
Hunt for Wolverine number... Mystery of Madripoor number 3 of 4.
There, see?
Hey, yeah. Wait. Hang on a second.
What's going on?
Hey, hey, Ganny, or I should say Lady Ganny, do you draw Squirrely Bobs?
Dude.
You can't even say.
Really?
That was a terrible question, man.
You tell me that to shut up, and then you make it more awkward.
Yeah,
way to go, G.
Thanks.
Yeah,
sorry,
I know.
Sorry, go ahead.
Hey, talk about ambush journalism, dude.
I know that one.
Hey, do you have a Twitter? No.
Treating her like she's Rachel Dolezal or something, man. Get out of her face.
That's good. All right, go ahead.
Infinity Wars Prime number one. Justice League Dark number one.
When will it end? When will the Infinity War end?
Never. It's forever.
It's infinite.
Marvel 2-in-1 number 8. Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur number 33.
Moon is that Knight. Still woke?
Yeah.
Okay.
The wokest comic in comics, y'all. Moon Knight number 197. Mr. and Mrs. X number 1. What?
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I was just wondering about that,
I think
too.
That's the Rogan Gambit book.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, they got married?
Multiple spoilers.
Oh, sorry.
Multiple.
Oh, here's another spoiler. Batman and Catwoman don't get married.
Spoilers.
What?
Yeah.
Well, the reason why.
What the hell, man?
Oh, sorry, I don't want to.
Yeah.
That's such bullcrap.
See, Marvel knows what they're doing even in comics. They let them get married in Marvel.
But but they weren't supposed to.
Shut your mouth.
Dude, nobody reads comics anyway. Don't worry about it.
Oh,
wow.
Geez.
All right, next. Go ahead.
New World number 1.
Ooh.
Old Man Logan number 44. Punisher 228.
Somebody killed
him
already.
Old.
Yeah. Still
Old Man Logan's going to be ending, yeah.
Yeah, it should be soon.
I saw something about that book.
Yeah, after Hunt for Wolverine wraps up, Old
yeah,
Man
they're
going to
be finishing
this. They're going to self-destruct him in the middle of a field or something.
He's just going to spontaneously blow up.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that you can only kill Wolverine with a log.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough.
Yeah, he survived the atom bomb, and and the dude gets impaled on a log, stumbling
right,
backwards.
His healing factor is diminished because
log.
His metal was poisoning him.
This right. log.
Right. He lived for, what, 3 or 4 decades that way.
He's like, look out, soldier.
It's log. It's
bomb.
Good and bad. It's good.
He covers the soldier during the atom bomb, and they live. Okay.
That's true.
He
they both
trips
live.
On a rock and stumbles onto a log. And
I don't think you watched Logan Wright or something.
That's what happens. That's how it happens.
He tripped on a rock. He's like, ah.
He literally says his last words are, whoa, whoa.
It's like the cartoon sound of slipping on a banana peel.
There's only one reason why he likes this, because it mocks the entire X-Men Fox universe.
It's a fitting end. Silencer. Silencer number 7. That's
silent.
A DC title yet. Same with Terrifics number 6. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles ongoing number 84. Venom number 4.
That X-Men's coming out tomorrow.
Speaking of Venom,
X-23. What are you uhing? You can't Venom.
He doesn't like Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
so you can't Venom.
And
you want,
yeah, the big. Yeah. You're right, Todd. The next big book is X-Men Grand Design Second Genesis number 1 of 2.
That's the one you like, right?
Yeah, it's everybody likes it. Ed
Pisker,
Ed Pisker. Writing and drawing it.
Everybody likes it.
Everybody likes it. Right
everybody
format.
Like it.
Everybody likes Ed Pisker.
Even that Something Todd. Even that Todd guy read it.
I said everybody likes Ed Pisker.
Well, because Ed Pisker is, you know, as we said
you
before.
You say that on the show?
Who is he?
Pisker?
What does he do?
He's an underground comic artist with his big breakout book was Hip Hop Family Tree.
Yeah.
Oh, and, the big books.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And he studied under American Splendor, the guy who that's about. Harvey Pekar. And Harvey Pekar, who studied under Art Crumb and Robert Crumb.
Pisker and Pekar.
That's right.
Together again. It's pretty awesome.
So
is that it?
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is it for New Comic Book Wednesday here.
See you guys next week.
Every single Wednesday right here at Maui Comics
That's
and Collectibles. That's Maui Comics and Collectibles at 115 South Waukee Avenue.
Intros in the
Just
comic
ask game. For Dr. Daddy Links, and he'll have the comics
we have been
that'll
going for
cure
half an hour now.
Each and every Wednesday. Also, if you happen to be in the heart of Lahaina Town and you go visit our friends at Game Over Comics, you can get comics down there as well. Just ask for Rex or Arthur, and they'll be more than happy to help
Chris
you.
And Aaron.
No, it's Rex or Arthur at Game Over Comics in Lahaina Town. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been quite an amazing week, has it not? Me and Aaron Went to the movies.
Aaron
and held hands.
Yeah,
right.
Aaron. Yeah, no. See, Aaron and I go to the movies.
Right.
Aaron and Professor Barry go to dinner and a movie.
Ew.
So yeah. Yeah, no, it's fine. Right? Right, Aaron?
You know he's married, right?
Yeah, no.
They do that thing, you know, where you cut the hole in the popcorn.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Barry's married. Shame on you.
Yeah,
yeah. He asked me. I didn't ask him.
There you go.
Shame on him, then.
Anyway, so, yeah, whatever.
I actually went to speak at Barry's class.
Did you?
Yeah.
No.
And how offensive were you to those fifth and sixth graders?
You just read the comic book list.
I gave those kids a dose of toxic fandom.
Yeah. How many times did you say Ed Pisker?
It was actually about the Ninja Turtles. They had just Barry did a lecture on the. They watched the first '90s movie. Yeah. And then some of the cartoon episodes.
Did you also end on how Eastman and Laird really hate each other?
They don't really hate each other.
No. Just fan that toxic flames, though.
That's terrible.
Oh, okay. Just check.
That's
it.
Awful.
All right.
They're not really friends anymore, though.
See?
They're adults.
Oh, I see.
They have their own life. They don't have to be, like, sitting on a park bench all the time. It's talking like, about dressed-up turtles, man.
You know how we're
man, they should
we
be
don't like G, but
yeah.
We,
see?
You know, we still
yeah.
dude,
only Tuesdays at 9.
Dude, you don't maintain. Have your Professor Xavier to your Magneto type of situation where you guys are go generations still playing chess.
Yeah,
even though you guys were trying to kill each other just 3 days before.
Trying to think, have I tried to kill anybody?
That's true. Well, listen,
man, if we're 90,
if you're
still
gonna
doing
kill
this.
Greg, you could probably do it with a log.
Hey, listen, I slip on anything, I'm dead, so it's fine. I slip on a wet floor, I'm gone. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, you have, haven't you? You have seen
and
that
you're
happen.
You're still here.
Yeah.
So,
it's,
bravo.
Fair enough. So before we get started on all this SDCC talk and all this James Gunn talk, let's check in with the very lovely artist who we like to call.
Todd Bernardi. All right, go ahead.
No, Lady Gannon.
Yeah, let me talk about it.
No, Lady Gannon, how are you?
Oh, are you going to read the comic book list too now?
No, you're doing well. What are you working on?
Working on the hopefully graphic novel that I'll be making soon.
What?
Oh! Is this about the Chumash?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Sweet.
I'm sorry, the Chumash?
No, what? The Chumash.
Not that.
Wow. Holy crap.
I'm not sure what's going
Holy
on.
Holy crap. No.
What?
The Chumash, the Indians, her people.
Oh, right. Okay.
The First Nation people, Native American.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not Indians. We're not from India.
Wow.
Well, Christopher Columbus called you guys Indians, so.
F-word. Yeah. H-word.
They're Christopher Columbians.
Yeah.
Right, they're native Christopher Columbians.
They're native.
You sound like a real Dick Grayson right now.
Well, that's good. Did you, so you've been working pretty hard on this. When do you think you're going to see some results?
I have not been working very hard on this.
Take that,
I just assumed. I'm sorry.
No, I had my, my like, preliminary sketches, so I'm just kind of breaking those down right now. And making like the bigger roughs to see how I like the format that I came out with.
So.
Nice. Well, keep us all informed. Thank you for being on the show. And chime in anytime you like. Just grab Lady Gannon.
She ran from work to here, man. I feel bad.
That's awesome. You did? Yeah. You ran from work to here?
Yeah, weren't you like
I'm
running
not
around?
Literally running. Right? I didn't run. Oh. I mean, I drove from work.
Oh.
Did you say ranning?
Oh, thank God.
I didn't ranning over here.
Stop ranning over here. Good. Well, listen. Let's get into some. Let's get into some interesting news that came out this week. So far, we'll get to some movies in a second. But let's start.
She looks like she's in good shape. Maybe she ran.
You guys are both being a couple of Dick Graysons.
Let's start with the most important news. Let's start with James Gunn. All right.
Oh,
why are we going to start with that?
Why?
That
because
important?
It's
why, yeah. Why lead with the most bummer news?
It's a headline.
Hey,
that's
well,
why
guess
I'm
what?
With.
Todd thought Guardians 2 sucked anyways. Let's just bury it.
Well, here's the thing. Let's kind of discuss what happened.
Dan Harmon still has his job. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Suck that, alt-right. Sacha Baron Cohen's getting your boys fired, and you want to talk about James Gunn?
Yeah, let's speak. Let's talk some. Let's get some quick thoughts.
Show. Oh, it's gonna be so good. We're gonna watch so many like all the incumbent Republicans are gonna be like, oh, fired.
It's ruining people's campaigns, and
they're
done.
Sacha Baron Cohen's new comedy show, This Is America, or We Are America, or something like that. And he's just like...
Did you see?
He's posing as an Israeli...
he got everybody. He got Sarah Palin. He got...
Yeah, like his character is he's an Israeli guy
now.
That's one of them.
He's like the
Anti-gun
level.
Control, and he's talking to all these people, getting them to say...
Did you see the one where he actually, some guy saw him at a gun store, and they kicked him out?
Sacha Baron Cohen?
He called him on. He said, hey, you're Borat or whatever, and he walked right out.
Very nice. I almost got you.
That's very good. Very good. But anyway, listen, I can't believe I'm saying Fast Thoughts and Todd Bernardi in the same sentence. But Todd Bernardi, Fast Thoughts on what happened with James Gunn this week. Of course, if you don't know, James Gunn has been officially taken off Guardians 3. What's your take, Todd? Fast Thoughts.
You know,
it was a tragedy. It was an American tragedy. Oh, God. It was awful. I can't believe he lost his job over some twits that happened 12 years ago.
You know what? That's nice. The only reason we're covering this on the show is because you know why.
You know why?
It actually is relevant to our show.
It is very relevant to the show.
It's kind of relevant.
But I think
to how hard G's pushing it. Like, he's happy about this.
No, he's enjoying it.
I don't even know
where I think about it yet. But anyway, what
You're like
you?
A pig rolling
what
in.
What about you, Gannon? What's your take
stuff.
On this whole thing?
It's ridiculous. Even Francine called it for what it was. It's the call-out culture, and it's sickening. Can't even make a bad joke anymore. Granted, things he was saying were horrible, and they're bad, horrible, dark jokes.
Yeah, but it's like
he said them 10 years ago, and
but
he's
it's
not
typical edgelord BS, and everybody knows it. So it's like, who hasn't seen that? Tom Green was doing, like, who cares?
He didn't push almost that far, but I mean, even James Gunn said it himself. It's like, you know, I was a different person then. I was going for broke, being provocative at the time. And he was. That was back kind of during his trauma days.
Yeah, that's trauma. And he was doing. Anybody had watched a movie with Rainn Wilson on Super.
Was it Mike Cernovich? Is that the guy's
name?
Yeah,
Cernovich.
It's really that guy's fault. But it's not like his nose is clean in the situation either.
Fair enough.
Because Patton Oswalt found one of his tweets about. I don't want to paraphrase it at all because I'm going to get it
wrong.
But basically, it has something to do with how something is not date rape. Like, he defined what date rape was in his own tweet.
Right. Wow.
Because he has the right to say that.
Well, interesting. Yeah. What about you, Dr. Leaks? You're a fan of James Gunn and the Guardian series. What's your take on this?
I don't know. I had something more intelligent to say if it wasn't so political.
I don't think it is political, though. And
it's
totally political.
Yeah, I think it absolutely is.
No. You guys don't understand.
It's totally political.
I think that this has to...
Because as far as an artistic... First of all, it's a dumb way to run your company for Disney.
Not like,
I understand they're trying to hedge their liability
the
or whatever.
The company has Songs of the South.
That one meme just killed Disney.
Horribly Asian Siamese cats.
Yeah.
The same company has horribly offensive Indian stereotypes.
I made a comment and tagged James Gunn in it that Brian Iger on the way out.
Bob Iger
on the way out to James Gunn said, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Gunn."
Wow.
A thousand pardons.
Wow. Holy cow.
How would we do that, though? That's so not appropriate.
I will say.
It's like, it's got nothing to do with Asians at all.
Well,
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, no, he's also saying how offensive Bob Iger was about the whole thing. Yeah, I think that's what he's trying to say.
I don't care.
In Disney's case, it's just damage control for their sake as a company. And
consistency.
It's terrible, but that's exactly how that's motivated.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's the whole reason they fired Roseanne.
Yeah. It's true.
But it's not like it's the last time that James Gunn's going to make a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, of course.
Better movies because he's a really good director.
Hell
wow.
yeah.
Wow. Todd's going to like that you just said that.
I mean,
fair
I
enough.
Like Slither.
Slither
is one of my favorite movies.
I didn't watch Slither, but I loved Super. I thought Super was
You've never
incredible.
Seen Slither?
No.
Slither's fantastic.
I think he's an okay director. I don't think that he's a very good writer, but I think he's an okay director.
Well, I tell you what. Let me.
Obviously, because he wrote those stupid tweets like 12 years ago.
I will.
Got him fired.
I can't believe that I have to be the man with the.
Ryan Johnson's next because he's already deleting 20.
He is. He is. He's deleting a
and
bunch.
All the fans and all of the fans are like, if only they could
screenshot
the
it.
The Last Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
actually,
their reaction.
Yeah.
Can I
go.
So whenever I go into a job, like
yes.
recently in the last 3 years, I've let them know in advance that I do erotic artwork.
Yeah.
Whenever they ask me to work with kids, for example.
Oh,
like with
yes.
The job I have now, I do a program with children, and I work at another job where I work with children. So I let them know in advance. Like, I make artwork, commission artwork, and a lot of my clients are on the perverted side. So I do a nice spectrum of art.
And what are your clients' names?
And what kind of perversions?
Alika.
It's true.
I mean, that's like, I feel like that, just giving them, like, they... When someone hires someone, especially for making movies for Disney, they should know who they're hiring to an extent.
Fair enough.
I mean, in 10
Disney
years
Disney
ago,
look unprepared. Like,
yeah, I mean,
they, oh, we didn't comb his tweets.
But like 10 years is a long time. And if we're supposed to like forgive Trump for an interview he did, a hot mic from 5 years ago.
It was just locker room talk, Francine, honestly.
It was, Francine. It really was.
So joking is joking. And I think part of it also is like when people are artists, to an extent, you have to like give people leeway to be creative and be artistic, whether you think it is tasteful or not. I think that's something you have to take in consideration.
I think that what you said is very thoughtful. I think that that does make sense. I do think, though, on the other side of the spectrum, unfortunately for Gunn, he's working with Disney, who happens to be geared towards.
Yeah, and do you know
kids.
How the younger audience loves to troll old tweets?
True. Well,
what if one of those 9-year-olds saw that?
Dwayne Acoba already called it James Gunn to direct DC movies. So Warner Brothers. Yeah.
They're like, we like the perverts.
Like, you know what? We need that.
Yeah. You can direct the Harley
Quinn
movie.
That's right. We hired Ben Affleck as Batman. How perverted was that?
Oh, relax.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Granted, he grabbed a butt he probably shouldn't have back in the day,
true,
but come
true,
on.
Yeah, he never grabbed anybody by the pussy.
Hey, stop it! Dadgummit,
hey,
Tom.
Wait, you can say that.
No,
if the president,
you can't.
If the president can say it,
you stop
I
it.
Can say it.
I can't believe I have to be the...
You're going to try to censor me just because I'm quoting the president of the United States?
The Nerdwatch doesn't say that.
Yeah, we don't say that.
Yeah, we're above that.
Yeah, we're above that.
Yeah.
You're above? Okay, here's how
we're trying to be better than the president.
Here's how I'm gonna preface it.
Well, I at least like to ask permission first.
I'm going to put a cap on this. I think that judging somebody on what they said to 8 or 10 years ago is not exactly the best thing to do. I think for consistency.
This is actually a heavy and deep moment for you, G Money.
For consistency, I think Bob Iger did the right thing by letting go James Gunn. But what I think I don't like.
Is it controversial to bring up your past, G?
Find it, please.
I don't know he's Filipino. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm saying you've suffered the consequences of controversial speech.
I have. You're absolutely right. I have.
I don't know if I'm putting you on the spot by saying so.
No. I'm more than willing to say that I've actually been let go of a job because of it. It's very true, because what I used to do on the radio, for sure. What I don't like, and this is what I see and I think is a huge problem. I think the huge problem is that both sides of these arguments have this mob mentality that I think is getting out of hand. I think just because something happens with one person doesn't necessarily mean that we have to find out and get that other guy. I don't think that's cool. I don't think it's right from either side, and I think it's not cool. I don't think James Gunn should have lost his job. Unfortunately, for consistency, Bob Iger had to let him go.
Disney should have made a more forward-thinking moment and just came out with a statement saying, you know, we don't agree with the statements that he's made 10 years ago, but we support him as an artist and what he does today.
Right.
That's what they should have used the moment to do. Instead, they did the knee-jerk reaction, be like, okay, we have to disassociate ourselves from this 10-year-old version of you.
Right.
For the sake of public outcry. Which didn't even happen. True. Nobody got mad at him about it.
Yeah,
all of his fans have been in total support of him. Creative people have been in total support of him. Yeah. The only person that had a problem with any of this was Disney.
Yeah.
Nobody had a problem with him.
To be fair, though,
the alt-right really had a problem with it. They're the ones that ran with the story.
Let's be honest, though.
People were upset with him calling out the president, not the rest of them.
Well, right.
Nobody cared because he's small potatoes.
Well, then why would Fox News run with the story?
Because it's a story. It's something you put on the news.
Everybody ran with that story, though. I mean, everybody's run with that story right now. Everybody's running with the fact that James got...
It's something to talk about.
But they broke the story about the tweets. They're the ones who brought the tweets
but
to light.
Let's put it this way.
And then he got fired.
Right, but let's put it this way. Do you think that a guy, let's be honest, working for Disney, making those, I've read the tweets, they're not very noble by any stretch. But do you think if you work with kids, a company that works with these kids says stuff like that, do you think you could actually
We have to
it?
Explain to these same 6-year-olds that are seeing Guardians of the Galaxy that Trump said, I think it's okay to just grab a woman by the pussy.
No, okay. Okay, listen. First of all, we're doing a show here. Stop it. Anyway, but here's the
but
thing.
But
But that's what I'm trying to tell you. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. The mob mentality is taking over, and everybody seems to be having these issues. I think the mob mentality is going to destroy both sides, and I think that's a problem. And I think we should stop doing that. We should call out people who say things that are not good. Listen, free speech is great, but also free speech does not mean that there isn't consequences.
Free of
consequences. You're not free of consequences from it, so fair enough.
Have you guys ever, I know this happens to some people, been at a job?
Yes.
And then, you're really qualified, you're overqualified, you're making the top tier of what you can make for your job.
Sure.
You get let go over something stupid, and then they hire someone who is less experienced at a lower wage to replace you. Is it something like that, where they just don't want to pay him what he's wanting to ask?
That's a cop-out, and they're just finally a reason to
let James Gunn go.
We saw these tweets from 10 years ago that this alt-right dude was...
He's not making Robert Downey Jr. money. He's a drop in the bucket
close.
For Disney. This is more of a corporate saving face situation.
But you know what's crazy is he's supposedly so low in the pay
totem pole, yeah.
His fingerprints, his handprint is all over both Guardians movies. It's like they're not even considered Disney movies. They're considered James Gunn movies, you know?
I would agree.
But if you look at it, too, one of the things about...
And that doesn't even happen for any other movie. All of them are Disney Marvel movies.
This means...
The Guardians is separate. It's like James Gunn.
But let's put it this way.
With exceptions.
Right.
With exceptions, because...
Like Ryan Johnson, Star Wars.
But what I'm getting at is that, Taika Waititi is absolutely the personality of Ragnarok.
That's probably
Jon Favreau is the man of Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yeah, but that kind of blends into Disney canon to me.
Well, here...
It's what set up all the Marvel movies.
I'm sure.
But
because of that, it's quintessentially...
But look
Disney
at
Marvel.
The theme. Look at the theme of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. It's about rotten people that are trying to find... the goodness in each and every one of them. You know what I mean? Chris Pratt's character of Star... I know it doesn't make much sense,
but... That's the funny thing. It's like none of that's in question. What he's put out there is a million times better than anything he said 10 years ago.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
So who cares? He shouldn't have lost his job.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Aquaman now?
No!
Okay. That guy wasn't wearing a shirt off.
All right, James Gunn at this table. We didn't want to see you fired. Unfortunately... that's not the case. But anyway, let's hope they still use his script.
To be completely honest with you, I actually hope with respect to him, they just do something different.
Really?
I really do.
Wow. Okay. Fair enough.
Because somebody else taking his script, they're just going to execute it. Look what happened with Ant-Man. It didn't come across as an Edgar Wright film, but the script was the same, so it was a clashing of tones.
Yeah.
And I think this is all that would happen if you just took his script and just went with it.
Wow, okay.
So I would hope that they would just, with respect to his tone, they would just be like, you know what, let's just create something else.
Wow, crazy.
They don't have any respect.
Or not even make Guardians 3.
Whoa.
Just move on without it.
That was never going to happen.
Do you want to see a Guardians 3 that he didn't make?
He owns Guardians. He is the Guardians.
I didn't really want to see a Guardians 2 that he made.
Yeah.
Shut up, Todd.
I literally felt my eyes almost hit
I knew.
Like the point of which that like the connective tissue between my eye and my brain.
I saw it.
Like stressed. Thanks, Todd.
The flames. Seething flames at the side of my head.
What's that? Yeah, you hate Guardians too. That's right. Aaron and Todd share the same brain.
That was a clue quote.
So I will say this. There has been a lot that's been happening because of San Diego Comic-Con. Moving on to more entertaining news. First off, let's talk about something that I wasn't expecting to see, but we got it anyway. Before we talk about Aquaman, let's talk about Shazam. Okay?
That trailer at all, really? Because they were telling everybody that they were going to show a trailer for that movie.
I did not
You mean that movie that's basically a superhero version of Big?
Who said that?
All the toxic Wiz Comics fanboys.
That's actually pretty good, though.
Not for nothing, but it is.
Yeah, but that's kind of what I like about it. And everybody, they're all like, wah.
This is like a 50s version.
I'm surprised they even saw the movie Big because they weren't born yet.
I know, they're all millennials.
This is a
jerks.
50s version of the Malibu Comics Prime.
I will say this. I think my problem is that I have to put aside my malice.
I know I'm not putting counterweights in front
for
of
for Zachary Levi to enjoy the film.
Oh, there we go.
I think that was the problem.
Wiz Comics, it's all about peeing.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think so. But anyway, I did not. I
that was Golden Showers number one. You're getting them.
I don't think. I don't think that he. I don't think Zachary Levi looks that great in that suit. Number one,
he looks incredible.
I think that I have.
I think the padding in his shoulders, in particular, are awesome.
He does. He looks too sweet.
I will say this.
He has a cute
this.
Little snub nose.
I will go into that movie. I will try not to go in that movie and be.
You're
too
not the target audience for this movie. You know that, right?
Fair enough. I agree.
This is aimed squarely at kids that are like.
I agree with
younger
you.
Teens and even younger.
Is it? They're, is it?
It's aimed at foster kids.
Is it appropriate to change the way the character of Shazam is? From the comic to what they're doing now?
I don't think it's a change.
I kind of do.
I don't know if I'd agree.
You don't think
well,
so?
Firstly, they're
the
not calling him...
The notion of Shazam? No.
They're not calling him Captain Marvel. That is a change from the comics, buddy.
I'm curious as to what changes you think there are, G.
I don't like the fact that I don't
you
like
know
the
what?
Fact...
You go first on this.
Well, I think Foreman and I have the same feeling about Zachary Levi.
I doubt it.
First of all, I think we do. But secondly, I really feel like the comics, at least the few comics that I've read of Captain Marvel,
all zero of them.
No, I've read a few. When I was a kid, but it never felt like it. Always felt like whenever you'd see Billy, right? He was always this little kid.
His name is Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Little Billy Batson. I know. But anyway, when you see little Billy. He would transform into this supernatural hero, and I thought
that was Shazam.
Right? No. Well,
magical
for a young kid like myself, it was pretty close to being this guy.
You know what was a better version?
Like a wizard.
You know what was a better version? I think it was called Little Samson. Does anybody remember that cartoon? And he had the bracelets, and whenever he clashed them, he turned into a barbarian type dude.
That's not one of those. That's not like Davy. And
no, it's like a Hanna-Barbera style. I know who that is. I grew up in a porn store, man. You can't put this stuff past me.
I wasn't trying to get it past you,
and yes, he was.
I don't know. I thought the 2.5 minute trailer looked okay. I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan of it, but I thought Shazam looked all right. I mean, I guess I could catch it.
It looked fun.
It looked good for what it's. I mean, if the goal is to get younger, like further younger kids than the average demographic for a superhero movie, they nailed it because I think that's going to appeal to them.
Fair enough.
If it does exactly what it sets out to do, then it didn't fail.
Is it?
Which is anger toxic fanboys.
Is it a Marvel movie?
Are you trying? Absolutely.
Yeah, where's that wizard at?
Are you trying to trigger me, G?
No, what I'm asking is that would you actually consider this kind of a Marvel?
No, actually,
movie
this is
tone?
A Fawcett movie.
It's not even a Marvel movie because Marvel movie would be looking at teens and older.
Okay,
this is definitely looking like it's aiming for much younger kids,
squarely at the kids.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow,
this is.
It's the wish fulfillment fantasy. Like, if I could be a superhero right now, wow. Like, if I didn't have to wait to be a grown-up.
Format, what is your take on this whole Shazam business?
I'm with Joel in the chat. Jim Neighbors would have been a better Shazam.
Shazam!
Shazam!
Go away!
That's pretty good, actually.
My grandfather is a huge Jim Neighbors fan. He has the voice of an angel.
He does.
He does.
He does.
It's actually true.
My grandpa is not even like a music fan per se. He just loves
going
to church.
Oh, not his grandpa. Jim Neighbors.
Yes, Jim Neighbors. He has the entire Jim Neighbors catalog. I just thought that was
stuff,
fun.
No, it's good. It's good stuff. I agree.
Glory, glory.
Was he ever a co-star of Peter North?
No, he was not.
He wished.
Getting back to Shazam. Yes.
I don't know. I think it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big fan.
Do we know who's directing this, by the way?
Taika Waititi.
From Lights Out.
Taika Waititi.
Do we have any idea?
The director of Lights Out and Annabelle Creation.
Oh, Sandberg?
What's his name?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
And
yes,
Sandberg?
Against him.
No. I just was wondering.
On a boat guy.
You know that you say now that you say it. Zachary Levi looks like Andy Samberg.
Just like Aquaman's.
Because Andy Samberg has biceps and pecs.
Sounds like you're saying they all look the same.
Is it because they're white?
And I'm not going to say who.
I know some people were like
odd tays in the umbre.
But Samberg and
they were like,
sound like
he really looks like Jimmy Fallon. I was like, oh no. The three of them do.
So is this movie going to be a PG movie, you think?
I don't see
PG-13.
You don't think it's going to be like a family film, like a PG movie?
I think they might be aiming for that.
It's going to be G.
I think it's going to be PG. I think is what's going to happen.
You know what it would take for a movie to be G right now? Like, you couldn't even show somebody punching anybody anymore.
I think it'll be a win for DC because they
need a win. Who wants to go to that
movie?
You think so?
I think so.
Wow.
It's bright enough that a lot of people will probably be drawn to it.
Wow. I don't know. The tone was
dark
really
and gloomy's not working.
True. Very so, good. That's a good point.
I cannot wait for both Shazam and Aquaman. They're going to...
What's yes. that?
I think those two and then the Wonder Woman movie coming out next are going to be the tide turning for DC.
I'm curious, though, to see how Johnson's Black Adam is supposed to...
Interact with Shazam?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's...
Or I should say Captain Marvel.
He's going to appear in this
that's
movie.
That's Nemesis, right?
I am kind of happy the Shazam movie happened first, because for a while it sounded like the Black Adam one was going to roll
yeah,
out.
And they would have no frame of
so
reference
I'm
kind of
happy
it.
That Shazam finally did go forward first, because I didn't like that idea, getting the villain story before the main character.
It's interesting that...
I'm kind of curious to see how they play off each other.
I think what Aaron was saying earlier made sense, because it's interesting that they're tapping Blumhouse for directorial efforts right now. James Wan is doing Aquaman. And Sandberg from
James Wan's not Blumhouse.
Well, he kind of sort of is. He's in relation to. He's with Lee Whannell and all those guys.
No.
Yes.
No.
What? You're kidding me.
Saw movies didn't come out with Blumhouse.
No, what I'm
Conjuring
saying is.
Conjuring didn't come out with Blumhouse.
James Wan's kind of his own.
Insidious didn't come out with Blumhouse. Well, maybe Insidious did, but that's about it.
You know, I would put them in the same category with Lee Whannell.
You're lumping them all together in a company that doesn't even have anything to do with all these movies.
I think Blumhouse. I'm putting those directors under a banner, I guess.
Now you can put David Gordon Green in there, I guess, huh? Yeah.
Blumhouse is the one doing Spawn, right?
Yeah.
Spawn.
Yeah.
Spawn.
Zachary Levi is really good on Chuck. Yeah. Well, it
was good on Chuck. Yeah. Are you serious? That's who that was. Oh God, you just ruined Shazam for me.
He was also Fandral in. Thor in the Dark World going forward.
Right, the second one.
Yeah.
Wow.
He wasn't Fandral in the first one. They decided to switch him out.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean he was in Thor Ragnarok for all of 5 minutes. Yeah. That was great.
He was there to get killed unceremoniously with a sword, and then it wasn't even a minute, I swear to God. They just showed up, he was there dead, and then that was it.
All right, well, before we
took
run
him longer to get dressed.
Before
he
we run
said
out
Shazam.
Of time, let's talk about the other DC comic book movie that's coming in.
Why don't
big
you want to talk about
December.
Aquaman?
Let's talk
that
about
is the other DC movie.
Aquaman.
Let's talk about the
the Black Lightning TV show.
No. The unwhitening of Aquaman.
What are you talking about, man? He's half white.
Let's talk about Jason Momoa. We got to see finally a trailer for Aquaman.
His name's Arthur Curry in the movie. How is it not? I mean, character's still white, bro.
If you say so. Is that, by the way, who is his dad?
Jason
Tamar
Momoa
Morrison.
Would
is that
punch your face
That's
inside
thought,
out, man.
But supposedly, Momoa chose him.
Did he?
Yeah, when they were casting for the father, he sought him out to be the father.
Really?
He's like, I want Django. Yeah.
Can you sing Mr. Wolf? Wow.
But then I have a hard time, like, Tamar Morrison and Nicole Kidman get together.
Right.
It's like, that's an odd pairing.
And they
but
have,
hey, whatever works.
And they have Momoa.
What's up, Nobuyuki?
So here's the thing. I have to say something that I didn't think I was going to say. First of all, because of my dad, I'm a huge fan of Aquaman.
Dad?
Yeah, because of my dad.
My daddy.
The way you said that kind of came out a little tripped.
Sorry. Yeah, but because of my dad, I'm a huge fan of Aquaman. I have to say that I think that this movie looks
like The Phantom Menace.
A lot like a film.
Wizard.
This looks like a film that we should have gotten years ago from DC. This looks and I
this
listen.
Looks like a
I
film
hate
that
to,
we got last year called Black Panther.
I have to say, and I think that that's what I think maybe that's
Underwater Panther.
I think that's where I'm going with it. It very much feels like a big budget Marvel movie. I hate to say that, but it does.
It is a big budget.
Marvel movies
DC
are made
movie.
Off of like they're like micro budgeted blockbusters.
No. Like this seems like a
the shoestring like a, budget grassroots.
Yeah,
hit.
Like
this.
Ant-Man.
Seems like
guerrilla filmmaking this, Marvel films.
No, it seems like Warner Brothers is taking a swing at Marvel with this because this is big. It's bright.
Oh,
it's a little funny.
Let's get real about it though. Aquaman was made when Warner Brothers was still thinking Justice League was going to work. They were still making Aquaman when they were hoping Justice League was going to be huge.
Fair enough.
So they were probably still hedging their bets, like Aquaman, like Justice League. Aquaman's going to blow everybody out of the water. Justice League, everybody's going to be. dying for this movie. Now they're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
We got to hope this movie works now. You know what I mean? So
I don't think that. I mean, Aquaman is the hope, man.
No, no, don't get me wrong. The movie looks great. James Wan's going to do a great job. But from a studio point of view.
Oh, okay.
Screw them.
They were looking at it like Justice League's going to kill it. Yeah. They can't wait for Aquaman. Yeah, now they're like, man, now we got to sell Aquaman on his own because nobody liked Justice League.
And can we also talk about that? That Black, like, they kept everybody's costumes comic accurate. Black Manta.
I was talking before, Matt, about this, though. I'm kind of irritated that they're kind of throwing three villains through the ringer already in one film.
I mean,
and they're three of his marquee villains, too.
Yeah, but I think they're going to pull a Black Panther because one of them is going to stick around. Stop taking everything I say literally. But they did with Black Panthers. They introduced three villains, and it made the story, you know, you didn't lose interest because there was always, and they were engaging villains each in their own right, and one of them stuck around.
Let's, you know what? Somebody in the chat brings up a good point, but I don't even count it as the same, almost in the same category. Wonder Woman did give a little fuel to the DC fire, but that was a very different film, at least for me. It didn't seem like a traditional hero's.
Because it wasn't about a man.
That's true.
That's what you're used
to.
Yeah,
yeah, it's true.
That's what you want to see.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
And a woman was the one that was the main character.
I did have a problem with that.
You had a hard time with that.
It was really rough. You're right. It's a good
because
point.
She didn't have balls.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
Had a hard time with it.
Yeah, they can't have co. It's true.
They can have lady balls.
That's true. No, but seriously though, I think that Aquaman looks great. I think the stuff that impressed me most was the stuff in Atlantis.
Really?
I like that stuff. I like the stupid shark with the freaking laser beam.
You
on
like
its
the
head.
Underwater Wakanda?
I'm going to tell you the two best moments of this trailer is when he busts down into the hatch of that submarine and looks over his shoulder and goes, permission to come aboard. With that beautiful smile on his face.
That was good.
Oh, so good. I want to do that someday.
That was
so much sass.
Only in this lifetime there might be one perfect instance where I can do that. Like, I have to break down from above through a top hatch on some villains and surprise them. And then
really,
look over
Michael Keaton should have said it when he came through that skylight in the
89 Batman movie. He had the opportunity.
Permission to come, even though it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
in a museum,
just say it.
But whatever, just say it.
It'll make sense in the future.
Yeah. A-Ron.
Yeah, and he flipped his beautiful...
A-Ron, I got a question for you. Permission. Was that, in that trailer, is that Patrick Wilson?
Yeah.
It is Patrick Wilson.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to love this movie 100 times
But
more.
The second part of this trailer that really hooked me, and because this is, I really enjoy these kinds of stories,
the
is
fish people.
Where, yes, the fish people. The creepy bar people.
The with, green fish people.
No, the...
there really isn't much
don't
difference.
You, wouldn't it be mermen?
No, it's when... No.
Fishmen?
Let him finish his thought. Shut up.
All right. When Nicole Kidman is talking to him and tells him that you think you're not worthy because you're of two worlds, but that's exactly why you are worthy.
Wow.
And you can be a bridge between the both.
Yeah. It's very heartfelt.
That's right.
It's extremely
deep down
heartfelt.
You feel like you are Aquaman, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, I mean, those are the best movies, the ones that you relate to.
Grow your hair out.
It's making me wish I didn't cut it
grow
so soon.
Grow your hair out. Get
just at least wait for the movie so I could be.
Going on.
I would be awkward, man.
After
especially if I stood next to the real Jason Momoa.
See, right now.
And then I would be a meme. It would say awkward, ma'am, and I'd be like, I'm done.
Amongst this cast, the only person that can pull that move off is Todd, and he's not even here right now for this conversation.
He's got no neck.
He doesn't, but he's going to look his hair. I mean, Francine could do it, but then she'd be, you know, awkward.
I've seen Francine lady. In a beard. I dig it.
Aquabroad.
Aquabroad. Aquabroad is good.
She said it. Let's just make sure that
Aquabroad
Aqua Toots.
I don't want people getting on my case.
Aquabroad Toots is
good. No, I didn't say tits. Aquabroad.
Aquabroad Toots is good. Anyway, no, here's
Aquatunta. Nah, I'm just
after watching this trailer,
with Aqua Tits.
I will say this: as much as I liked it, I still have questions about Jason Momoa being a leading man. A little bit, I will say that.
You don't think he's earned that good faith yet?
No.
You're the guy that thinks Conan that he was in is good.
It's true.
Let's just make
sure
that's
clear.
No,
you're right. You're absolutely right.
You're the one that said he was good
in that. That's true. I did.
Aaron Nakahara had a perfect comment for when we were talking about the parallels between Black Panther and Aquaman. Is he from Aquanda?
Yes. He is from Aquanda. It's pretty awesome. See, Aaron, I think you kind of agree with me, don't you? The Jason Momoa's leading man status for Aquaman is in question.
Yeah, but I don't.
I don't think that's really going to matter.
Yeah.
Because everybody's...
I think the emotional angle of the movie is going to match up perfectly with his level of acting. Uh-huh. He can act. It's just, he has a limited capacity for it. And then I think the emotional notes that they're hitting, especially when they were sitting in the car, he's capable of capturing that. Like, I already had the feels in that for that trailer.
So essentially what we're saying here is that Aquaman's dad has sex with fish.
That's not what anybody said.
Nobody said that.
Nobody? She wasn't a fish.
She lives underwater. Is there much difference?
She's a fish, right?
She has gills, right?
She's a mammal.
Right.
She has teeth.
Right.
She had hair. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Teats.
Right? I'm curious how this works now, because how do they breathe underwater
without
gills?
That's what I'm saying, right?
Same way dolphins do.
Yeah.
Let's just rewatch Splash.
Fair enough. All
it's
I'm saying is
half that does it.
Right. Right.
You know, it's the same way that they talk underwater, right? Right?
Disney, look at that. Disney has a fascination with fish sex.
The Incredible Mr. Olympic.
I'm not going to lie, and it would completely ruin the movie, but that's how they should talk in the movie. But there's subtitles for English. But then underneath, it's like watching a foreign film. Like, it actually has English underneath.
That's pretty good. I like it.
It would ruin that movie upside downward, whatever. But, you know.
That's pretty good.
I would love that.
That is pretty damn good. All right. Well,
I think we should go to Hall Garden.
I like it. All right.
Redheads, right?
All right. I'm just curious. I just want to know how the fish sex works, though. Anyway.
I don't think they have sex with fish.
He's hung up on it.
Okay, so first.
It's called the cloaca.
Shoots it in the air into the ocean, and then the ladyfish has her eggs in there, and then nature takes its place. They don't have to have intercourse. Fish don't have intercourse.
That's why the ocean is so salty.
So that's how they have so that's how they have Aquaman? That's pretty crazy.
Think about that next time you go to the beach.
Gross. All right.
You heard it here first, and Francine's smart. She knows what she's talking
about. That's right.
True,
now I'm more excited.
She worked at the Ocean Center.
All right.
Aqua tits.
Now imagine the Queen of Atlantis spreading her eggs.
Imagine Nicole Kidman.
And then
Tamora Morrison showing up.
Whipping
one up in a couple of minutes.
I guess.
Well, hey, listen. Here's
and
what
then
I'm...
9 months later, I guess. I don't know.
We get Jason Momoa.
Sounds about right.
I wonder if all of Jason Momoa's brothers and sisters look like he does. I'm curious.
Yes, they do.
You know, seriously, I don't even know if this movie's good anymore, but I feel like the one that we're making up right now is going to be better.
I think it is. Thank
just
you.
To watch how he was conceived.
You,
it would have to be a cartoon because I don't think we can get Nicole Kidman to act that one out.
Yeah, that's true. Well, listen.
Nicole Kidman's probably got a hooked vagina. Like a dolphin. Yeah.
Barbed. Like a duck.
Why do you ruin everything, Todd? Why? You ruin it all. No, I'm not even giving you the mic. Oh, my. No, don't do that to my
face.
That's
the dolphin
that's
penis in your face.
Ah, no. Anyway, listen, since there's been a lot of news for SDCC.
Do you know a whale's penis is called a dork?
And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to end
G-Money.
Part one of the SDCC talk. There's a ton left. We're going to talk about Titans. We're going to talk about other things. I'm going to record.
Can I leave when you guys talk about Titans?
No, we're going to talk about part two. We're going to start another show.
F Batman.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. That's coming up very shortly in part two of this talk. And then we're going to get to
fantastic
Hard Media with A-Ron this week as well. There's a lot to talk about. So let's get right to it. So make sure to listen to the podcast on iTunes, on Audio Boom, and on Stitcher. Download the podcast. Also, you guys can watch us on Facebook and on Akaku. And also, you guys can donate to the show at facebook.com/thenerd. Or you can actually donate to the podcast at patreon.com/thenerdwatch. Stay tuned for part two coming up here in just a few minutes. So for Todd, for Gannon, for Lady Gannon, for A-Ron.
Todd sure knows how to draw a turd cutter,
for,
let me tell you.
No, for Format and for Dr. Daddy Leaks. This has been part one of the San Diego Comic-Con two-part podcast special
extravaganza.
That's right. So
it's going to take longer than Comic-Con itself.
Yes, it is.
We didn't cover Fields of Valeria, the draft event.
Uncle,
you jerk.
We just said we're going to do another show.
Oh, okay.
It's coming
you just
up.
Call him uncle.
Yes,
you're older.
You know you're older than him, right?
I know. All right.
By like a good decade or so.
I, of course, am G Money. So stay tuned for part two coming up next. Peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy.